This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rick Carlin reports for Capital Confidential that while the Cuomo administration continues to crow that they have another state budget at 2% growth, the Citizens Budget Commission says it's more like 4% when some of the governor's cost shifts are accounted for. For instance, STAR school tax rebate costs have been shifted from the expenditure to income side of the ledger. Budget Division spokesperson Morris Peters released a statement that read, quote, "As the report itself says, Governor Cuomo has been rigorous and effective in constraining state spending growth, achieving more fiscally responsible results than those of his predecessors. The enacted budget holds spending growth to historically low levels for the seventh consecutive year while balancing the budget and lowering taxes for all New Yorkers," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. After reports emerged this week that President Donald Trump will probably pull the United States out of the Paris Agreement climate deal, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman released a statement, quote, "President Trump's reported decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement is just the latest example of his administration's dangerous attack on urgent and common sense efforts to curb the devastating impacts of climate change," end quote, the statement read. Quote, "I will use the full power of my office to protect New Yorkers and our planet and to fight the Trump administration's harmful and retrograde actions," end quote. The Greenville Pioneer reports that work will begin soon on the Christ Episcopal Church in Greenville with a grant from the New York Landmarks Conservancy Sacred Sites Program. The church on Route 32 was built in 1857 and designed by American architect Henry Dudley. The grant for $4,500 will fund repair and restoration of missing and cracked mortar on the building's facade. The church will be open for tours Saturday, June 3rd, during the Walk of Historic Homes in Greenville, sponsored by the Greene County Historical Society. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.